everybody. It's Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back again with Celeste Hackett. Let me tell you about, before we do this, if you're watching this video anywhere except Hypnosis, let me say this right, calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video is additional graphics, texts, and links that just makes this information much more informational. All right. Let me tell you about Celeste Hackett, and she's going to tell you what topics we have today. And let's see. Celeste Hackett, she was my very first co-host. We first started off, then she took a sabbatical or something like that, and then she came back. She's a full-time hypnotist in Plano, Texas. She sees clients, and also, she is also a certified instructor for the Banyan Hypnosis Center, teaching 5-path and 7-path. And let's see, she's old. She's been presented with the Hypno 1%ers Award. She's a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. She got Member of the Year Award by the National Guild of Hypnotists. And she's one of the most supportive, helpful, and just kind and loving hypnotists I know. How you doing, Celeste?
Wow, I'm doing fine, Cal. Thank you for that great introduction.
That's almost better than a cup of coffee in the morning, isn't it?
Yes. And I need to tell them about how world famous you are, because you are a world famous hypnosis trainer, and you train students from all over the world. They fly in just to see Cal Banyan, and I doubt anybody turns out more truly successful hypnotists who do hypnosis full-time than you, Cal. And your ambition, which I love, has always been just to graduate well-trained hypnotists. You've done everything in your power, to really help people be excellent at hypnosis. I'm one of your students who just adores you, one of many. And just a little bit more about Cal. He developed a wonderful method of doing hypnosis sessions called 5-PATH, which stands for 5-Phase Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. And he also developed a great self-hypnosis product that you can teach your clients to do, which is called 7th Path, and you can do yourself. He comes from a psychotherapy background, but he loves hypnosis more, so he doesn't do that anymore. And he's the author of many hypnosis books and training materials, and he's working on another book right now. And I know personally it's going to be great.
Oh my gosh. Hey, you... Since you mentioned the book, Celeste and some of our most successful hypnotists have all come together to write a new book about hypnosis. And I was just looking it up online because we're hopefully going to have it out in about a month or so. And let's see, the title is probably going to be Real Money, Real Hypnosis Success. 7 Successful Hypnosis Professionals Tell You How They Built Their Business. So wouldn't that be nice? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you knew like 5, 6, or 7 hypnotists that had actually gone from class to clients and built a successful hypnosis business to tell you how they did it? Well, that's the idea behind this book, and we will announce it as soon as it is out. Our goal is to have it out in January so that you can have that in your hands, probably your Kindle hands, so that you can have that information to get your hypnosis practice off to a great start in the year or to take it to the new level. Hey, so what you got for us, Celeste? What's our topics today?
Well, today we're going to talk about setting up a home practice, which kind of goes along with that book a little bit because, of course, I am going to be an author, one of the authors in the book, and I'm just so excited because people need to know that hypnosis is a career option. Most people don't even think about it when they think about, what am I going to be when I grow up? Or what kind of second career? How can I make more money? You know, how can I have my own business? They just don't think of hypnosis. And if you've become a hypnotist or you're thinking about becoming a hypnotist, you need to know some things. Like, for one thing, you can actually do this out of your home. So that's what I want to talk about, Cal.
Well, that is so cool. Before we get started, I made a promise to our audience over the last couple of weeks. I promised that we were going to start giving away some hypno mugs. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I love that mug.
They have just come in. And I'm going to unwrap some of them right here on video because they've just come in. And I'm going to show them off. And then we're going to, the name has already been drawn. And I'm going to announce. So here is our first cup. Boy, it's kind of hard to see it with all this lighting. Oh, there we go. And it's very cool. It's got hypnosis and suggestibility in a very artful way here on the video. So that's one of the cups we're going to be giving away. And by the way, oh, where are these coming from? We have a link right there. You might have scrolled down a little bit, but on that side of the page, oh, here's another really good one. Check this one out. Huh? All right. It has the same thing on the back. So you're sitting at work with your hypno mug. That's going to be very nice. If you are not the fortunate person who gets drawn today, just click on our link. You'll see that we have a link over to Zazzle, and we've made an association with them, and we have a number of t-shirts and mugs and all kinds of cool stuff that are built around the idea of hypnosis. Let's see. Here's another one. Oh, I think this one's Celeste's favorite. It says, I can help you with that. And then over here, is, we turn it. It goes into a beautiful red and black hypno spiral. And then it says, I am a hypno 1% presenter. Hey, which of those did you like the best, Celeste?
I can help you with that.
All right. So well, we're going to send you out this. And so you can have one. So
yay,
you get to have this one, Celeste. And then we'll draw the name for, we've actually already drawn the name for who's going to get the other mug. So here, I'm going to call out your name. And in order to have qualified to get this mug, all you had to do is be a VIP member on this website. And it's right up there, VIP. And when you become a VIP member, of course, you get that link to all of our podcast laid out in a beautiful by title, and you've got, you just go there, click whatever you want, and the podcast will play. Or you can be a member of our Facebook family, facebook.com/hypnosisETC.
Okay, wait a minute now. They can become a VIP member of calbanion.com?
Right. Or
okay,
they can become, I don't know, they have to like us on facebook.com/hypnosisETC. And there's links on all of our podcasts to go there. And then so it is, I had Jim, our IT guy, go and do a drawing from these names. And I have the name. The very first person. Are you ready, Celeste?
Yes.
Maybe you know this person. Maybe you don't. Now, this person, what you got to do, so because we don't have your address, is if I call your name, at the top of this, of calbanion.com, there's a contact us link. Just go there and let us know that you are this person, and then give us your contact information, email, and your address, and we'll send it off to you. So here it goes. You have to have registered for VIP membership or liked us on our Facebook website, Facebook page, and your name is Donna Richard. Let's hear it for Donna Richard. Yay! And so we're going to send you out one of these very cool mugs. Oh, or we also have one that looks like exactly like the one you see me drinking all the time on the show, my Hypno 1%er Serious Hypnosis mug. We're going to send that out to you. And we're going to do that again next week. And we're going to do that again the week after that. And who knows? We might even do it the weekend after that. So if you want to be in on that drawing, you know what to do.
Become a VIP member. Win a mug. Like us on facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Possibly win a mug. Possibly win a mug if you become a VIP member. Possibly win a mug if you like us on our Facebook page.
Absolutely. This, you used to do this kind of stuff when you were on radio, right?
I certainly did.
I probably got this idea from you anyway.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
That's why I had to give you a mug. All right.
Yay.
So now we got all that fun stuff over. This is Celeste's new mug. It's one of my favorites.
I think we need a bumper sticker that says that, Cal. I can help you with that.
Actually, all they have to do is go to that link we have right there where you'll see a t-shirt and you'll see like a tie and all these different hypno support materials. See, what happens is you wear a beautiful t-shirt or you have a beautiful tie and it's got hypnosis on it. Then what happens? People ask you about it, and you can start building your business because everybody's got a problem. that they have never been able to find the solution with. And so you get to say, gosh, I can help you with that, right?
That's right.
There you go. All right, Dio, let's get on with the rest of the show.
All right, setting up a home practice. That's what we're talking about today. Why a home practice? Well, I'm going to tell you why. For one thing, it's so easy to set up a home practice, and it's going to save you a ton of money to do so because there's just so much less overhead. So let's look at some of the things real quick, and then we'll hone in on each one of them. First of all, you want the location to be right. You want to be easy, if possible. If your home is easy access from a major highway or highways, that's a good thing. It has to be in a safe neighborhood. House has to be clean, appealing to the eye outside and inside. Good lighting, good location. Inside, there's got to be a waiting area, somewhere to do admin work, a bathroom for your clients, the hypnosis room, some kind of storage in there, and that kind of stuff. Now, let's take it step by step, piece by piece. And then also, there are certain things that you're going to want to do in the admin portion. We'll probably do that in this next podcast, things like take credit cards and all that. But first, we're going to talk about kind of the nuts and bolts of it, you know. I didn't have any business training when I started a hypnosis practice out of my apartment in Plano. I recommend that you get Cal's wife's business starter pack, the business pack that she sells. And it's a really good deal, and she tells y'all a lot of good information about how to run your office and take calls, and also how to turn the calls that come in into clients for your business. So number one, I recommend that before you even do any of this stuff, you get Maureen Banyan's business pack. That's going to help you a lot because you can use it in either the home office or an office outside of the home. And even if you don't have any business training at all, it's going to get you going. Because most people who are hypnotists don't really have any business training. And the good news is you really don't have to have any to have your own business and do very well. So the first thing is easy access to your home or apartment. Like I said, I started my business out of an apartment. And where I'm located, you can get to me pretty quickly going from the north, the south, the east, or the west, because we've got Highway 75 running northwest, which is just a few blocks away from my house. And then we have this thing called the George Bush Freeway, which is just a few blocks from my house, heading east and west. This is an ideal situation. You want to say something? Did you hit a ding-dong?
Hey, so is this my turn to talk?
Oh, you want to talk?
I don't have to. I just was wondering if it was my turn.
It isn't. Well, I heard you hit a bell. I thought you were trying to shut me up.
Does it sound like that?
Something like that, yes.
Oh, no. I wasn't doing that to you. That'd be rude.
Oh, well, you got to get a word in edgewise around me.
Well, I was just thinking, as you're talking about this stuff, those of you folks who aren't going to have an in-home office, don't just go to the next podcast, because everything that she's saying applies to any kind of hypnosis practice. She's just going to be customizing it with particular things that are particularly of interest or modifications that need to be made for if you have a home office. Does that sound okay?
Yes. And some of these things may seem very obvious. But you know what, Cal? I've noticed that I miss a lot of obvious things. So I want to include them.
Well, things that are obvious to some people are not obvious to everybody.
I know. I've learned this. So the first thing is people have to be able to get to your house fairly easily. So that's why I mentioned the highways. And then you want to be in a fairly safe area. I live on a busy street, but it's still fairly safe for people to park because they can park right in front of my house. But there are some things in terms of safety that I have to consider on my street, which is I have to tell my clients, don't park any further away than 6 inches from the curb because you could get towed. They actually have towed me. They towed me from the front of my house one time. So I went, ooh, I better tell my clients this. And then I also tell my clients, it's to park close to the curb and not to park too close to the mailbox, you know, because I don't want anything to happen if somebody's delivering mail and their car would get hit, or also to block the mail coming in. So that's very, very important in terms of safety. And then you also want to have, it's good to have some kind of a lighting system out the front as your clients walk to their car or from their car to your home. And make sure there's no debris where they might trip. This is so simple. It seems so obvious, but sometimes we overlook things that we see every day. And this is particularly true of a home office. You're used to dealing with things, and you're used to seeing things, smelling things, and so on. They don't bother you anymore, or you just learned how to deal with them. You have to look at your home inside and out with brand new, fresh eyes. The eyes of a client or someone who's going to be purchasing a service from you. Think about it. They're going to be looking at everything and getting a general idea as whether they like you, whether you're a clean person, whether they're safe there at your house. So in the wintertime, you know, it snows here in Dallas sometimes. Not so often as it does in the north, but it does snow. And I think it's even more of a danger here because it doesn't snow that often. And so clients often think they can walk up an icy sidewalk and because, you know, they're just not used to dealing with snow and ice. And so I have to call my clients on that day and either cancel or get the rock salt out. Hopefully I've got some stored up. So that's something you need to manage your sidewalks on the outside. And you need to have some kind of a lighting out there. My porch light is not really sufficient after dark. So I always walk my clients out to the car. And I suggest that if, you know, that's the case for you, you do that too. And you can bring a flashlight with you if you need to. I would. So any questions about any of that so far, Cal, or any comments?
Wow, you actually walk your clients out to their car.
I do now.
You do
yes.
now? In the wintertime?
Yes, in the wintertime. It's just so dark out there. And, you know, a lot of the clients, they're female, and our street is kind of busy. I don't know. I just feel safer. Nothing's ever happened, but I guess I looked at it this way. Would I like to walk out there in the dark by myself? It's pretty dark. You can't even really see that well. Your eyes have to adjust, so I walk out with them now.
You need to get those little solar lights like you just stick in the ground next to your walkway. And then
yes.
all day they charge up, and then at night you have light.
Yes. They're not that bright, though. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong ones. I'll have to look into that. Thank you. That's a really good idea.
It was just a thought. You could try it out.
Keep going.
I think you can squeeze one more thing in here.
Lawn care. We're still on the outside of the house, Cal. You know, cut your grass. This might seem kind of silly too and obvious, but you'd be surprised how people are kind of lackadaisical about doing their lawn and doing their landscaping. You know, your drive up should look nice enough. It doesn't have to be perfect. One time we got really busy and we forgot to cut our grass, and I never ever had anyone pull up to my house and call and go, I'm not coming in. But I had somebody that day do that, and I couldn't figure out why until I went outside and I looked and I realized, oh my gosh, this looks terrible. It looks like, you know, nobody lives here. We had just gotten really, really busy, and Christopher was cutting the grass. Then now we have a service come in.
Nice.
You think I can add one more thing? That was kind of short.
Sure.
The bell, you know? The bell, should they knock or should they ring? Well, I don't think it matters so long as you can hear it. Make sure you have a doorbell that you can hear all over the house. Or make sure that you're in the area where you can hear the doorbell about the time they might be coming. Because you can, a lot of doorbells, actually, this sounds kind of weird, but a lot of doorbells, you can't hear them all over the house. If you're in the kitchen, your client could be at the door ringing, banging. So these are things you really do have to consider in a home office. You got to be able to hear the dang bell. Now, I have a friend here in town who's a hypnotist, and she actually puts a sign on her door that says, your appointment is not until 10 a.m. Please do not ring until 10 a.m. because she doesn't want to be disturbed when she's working with her prior client. I don't have a sign like that. I want somebody to ring the bell and disturb me because I don't want to miss my client or anything. What I do is I put my client in self-hypnosis if my next client is early, and I go open the door and I say, oh, come on in. Here, have a seat. I'll be with you in a moment. And, you know, I just don't get bent out of shape about it. And that works just fine for me. Well, we are at about 19, 20 minutes here, so I guess we should probably wrap up this podcast, Cal.
Let me ask you something. Like on your door or next to your door or anywhere, is there a sign or information to let the client know, I mean, the first time they come, that they're at the right place?
I used to think I needed to put one of those somewhere, but I don't. I guess I do such a good job on the phone. One of the things I tell my clients before they come is when you find that you're in a residential area, you're in the right place. And my house is very easy to get to. It's the fourth house up on the right. So And it's the only one with a white mailbox, so I tell them look for the white mailbox. But I guess if I thought that they might not be able to tell, that I might do something like that.
You know, one thing, I just want to wrap up this segment. Now, let me tell you, do you have like a number? I might have missed this, but are you going through like 10 things or 7 things, or are you just talking about it in general?
I'm talking in general.
Okay, so one of the things I'm thinking about is that there's so many ways to do this right. People come to our center and they see this big 4,000 square foot facility and they think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to get anything like that started. But if you have the desire to help people and to really begin using hypnosis, you don't have to have a huge investment of income. You started off, you're just in an apartment, right?
That is correct. Just in an apartment. We had a spare room. I started seeing clients. All it really cost me for the actual outfitting the apartment was a recliner and a desk. I already had a computer, already had a phone, already had a fax machine. No, I'm sorry, I had to add a fax machine. That's right. So it really wasn't that big of an investment at all.
So to get your workspace organized and up and going, maybe $1,000, huh?
At the most, really. It just depends on how low you want to go, because you can shop around for a lot of things and get things used and, you know, that kind of thing.
And also use what you already have. Like you said, you already had, you know, the phone and stuff like that.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right, wrap it up.
Well, that's it for today. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. I'm Celeste Hackett. We love it when you send us your questions and comments. You can post them right here on calbanyan.com. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
All right, and this is Cal Banyan. Thank you very much, Celeste. And remember to check. Guess what? We've got classes coming up. Do you have a class scheduled coming up, Celeste?
I have a class in April. Dear Lord, I don't have it memorized, but it's coming up in April. And I'm going to be at Solid Gold. I'm going to be the MC at Solid Gold this year. And that's in February. Let's see. I wrote that down somewhere here. Yeah.
It's been a while since you've done a podcast with me, isn't it?
You know, Cal, it has. And you know, I just got back from Jamaica. February 23rd and 24th, Solid Gold, the 14th annual. I'll be the MC. And also, the people who are going to be there presenting are awesome. Of course, I'm going to be presenting. But also, like Larry Garrett and Don Motton and Inez Simpson, you can learn things like how to work with infertility, why the market for smoking cessation is actually growing, and a whole lot more.
So tell me this. Where can they get more information about the Solid Gold Weekend?
NGH.net. Please go there. Please, please visit NGH.net. They got a whole bunch of new stuff on the website, by the way.
Cool.
So you got to check it out anyway.
Cool. Very good. And also, we've got the Banyan courses, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Courses with 5-Path and 7-Path. And there's always a discount on early registration. Check over there for links. I'm looking real quick. We have class starting January 21, 2013. April 22nd, 2013, and July 15th, 2013. Those are 10-day courses. And then we have our Week of Power for people who are already certified. They want to add 5-Path and 7-Path, and that is coming up on October 13th. That's right, October. It's going to be a Hypno-Oktoberfest. And it'll be especially good for all your Germans out there to come, and we can hypnotize people together. Yes. I lived 2 years in Germany. You didn't know that.
I know you can dance.
It's beautiful. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.